Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and online at philhendryshow.com, which is our online home for our show, and we have live streaming video of our show each and every night. I was just commiserating and communicating via our video cast with some of our subscribers, one of whom is on pain medication, and so we are the one glowing light at the end of his day as he is suffering through some kind of problem, or maybe he's just taking the pain medication, you know.
Yeah, maybe he scored it.
Yeah, I scored it like from a pharmacist that ain't.
No, I understand it. Just don't go any further with that, all right? And also, just everybody. So if you want to join us with a backstage pass, you can do that at philhendryshow.com. Tomorrow we have, tomorrow or today, depending upon where you're hearing the show, we have episode 16 of the free Phil Hendry podcast. If you'd like to listen to our free podcast and get an idea as to what we do offer on our website and on our show, you can go to our podcast banner on our homepage there at philhendryshow.com. There's been a lot of news, but there's also news of a different kind. It's more of the human interest news. It is the kind of news that is, it's not the big headline political news. It may not be the big foreign affairs news, but it is the news of, well, it's the news of you and I. It's the news of families. It's the what we call lifestyle stuff. And locally in the Los Angeles area here, something that happens across the country, I'm sure, every day, every day. We had a pretty big story of a man in a supermarket disciplining his child by way of corporal punishment. That is, by way of physically, you know, striking the child. And there was another customer who attempted to intercede, and there was a problem. And we're going to talk with the gentleman here who was the father of that child. I don't believe that he was arrested, but there was a enough of a altercation or disruption there in the store where I think both men had to talk to police. And you eventually wrote a letter to the Los Angeles Times, Raj, and you wrote one to our show, Mr. Raj Fineen joining us. And first of all, I need to ask you where you live, sir.
I live in Sherman Oaks. We have a business in the San Fernando Valley.
Okay, and where were you?
I was at this grocery on Buena Park, Fraser Food, and we had been in this because I took my family to the Knott's Berry Farm.
So you were in Knott's Berry Farm?
Yes, and my wife wanted to stop and pick up some groceries at the store that we saw, you know, because they had some things that most of the stores don't have. And at the time, we went...
First, I want to ask you, sir, where are you from originally?
I'm from Egypt.
You're Egyptian?
Yes, sir.
So are you you're not a citizen?
No, sir. I'm...
You have a work visa and a green card?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So this... my son was born in the United States. And of course, I want my son to have the benefit of this great country, you know. He was in the store... And he's with me, in fact, he's with me right now.
Yeah, you know, your son's name is Todd, and he's in the room with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I'm telling the people, I spoke to my son Arabic. And what this was my son was in the store with me. My son is born in this country, and I want my son to be, you know... an American. But we also teach my son to speak Arabic, and it's mostly this is the way we communicate as a family. When my son goes to school, and if he's speaking to his friend, of course, you know, he's going to use English. But in the story, he was and when he speaks to me, he speaks to his mother. We require him to speak Arabic.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it might have been on this day, because of Knott's Berry Farm, because it had been one of these days where you indulge your children. We had indulged our son, that he spoke English to me. And I corrected him, and he was being feisty, you know.
All right, so when did you actually strike your son?
I said to him, told you... Told you I'm talking to the man of Yes, and I said that Todd, please speak to Daddy in Arabic. And he refused. He was speaking English. Now, I'm not saying that I don't want my son to speak English. I think my son should speak English. But the family in our family, we want them to speak Arabic. And
you were in a store, though. This was in a... it doesn't matter where you are?
No. If he's speaking to an American, he's speaking English. But if he speaks to me, he speaks Arabic. If he speaks to his mother, he speaks Arabic. If he speaks to his grandparents who have come and are living here now. And he refused to do this. And that's when I gave him, which is a very, it's a piece of corporal, what we call a corporal punishment. Is that correct, Phil?
Yeah, corporal punishment is when you physically discipline a child.
Yes, this was a very backhand is something we use in our country, in our culture. The mother's, we call it, I'm trying to translate into English, it's called the mother's hand.
The mother's hand, what is that?
That's a backhand across the face. And I did this to him a number of times because I wanted him to know, to say, I'm sorry, Papa, and I will do what you want me to say. But Todd is here, and how many times did I have to give you? Okay.
Now, I notice he's speaking Arabic there.
Yes.
And you spoke English to him.
Well, I did, but most of the, I can say it in Arabic. I spoke English for the benefit of you and your listeners.
Oh, okay. So what did he say?
He said, what did Todd, get up to that. I struck you, yes, I struck him 6 times, and you would not tell Daddy. Why? He says he was being a bad boy.
So you hit your son across the face 6 times.
It was this backhand, which is not the same. And you have to understand that the way this backhand is applied is very moderate, as the noise is injurious. But this man came up to me, and this store manager, and says, I don't want you to do that. And I said to him, are you speaking to me as the store manager, or are you speaking to me as a man? He said, I'm speaking to you as both. And I thought this man is making a big mistake, you know, because this man is interrupting me in the middle of me talking to my own son, you know. And
yeah, but it was in his store.
It doesn't matter if it's in his store. I was talking to my son. I will speak to my son in my way, you know. So
what wound up happening?
Well, I said to him, you're saying everything you're saying to me, you're saying wrong. You're not saying the right things to me. He said to me, I don't care. You're not to strike this boy in the store. And I said to him in so many words, you know, I don't want to repeat.
Okay, so it got kind of salty.
Excuse me.
It got kind of angry.
Yes, very much angry, and as he was speaking to me, I have my son here to my left, and I was backhanding my son even as I'm speaking to him. I said to him, "You can't stop me from to speak to my son. You can't stop me from to speak to my son." And he tried to restrain my hand.
Now, let me ask you something here, Raj, before we go any further. Can you understand a parent, a man, or any... Can't you understand that when they see a man like yourself backhanding a little boy's face, can't you understand why they would intercede?
Yes, absolutely, yes, I can, because I know this is what Americans do. I know this is America. And I know that the Americans, this is what they do. But, Phil, I ask you to consider this idea that Americans have lost control, you know, of their children because they won't do this, you know. And now here is this American is going to tell me how to discipline my son. And I said to him, look at your children, look at your children. And he said, I don't care, you know. And
well, so what does that mean? You're saying that you're...
What I'm saying is I don't think Americans... I understand that this man is going to say what he said to me. I understand what this man was going to say. But I don't... But I, 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 I don't hear, if you want to say, I don't take you serious, you know. Because look at the American and the situation with their own children, you know.
So you believe that our kids are so out of control they could use some of this?
I am not going to give advice.
Because I hear what you're I don't agree with you. I don't believe that corporal punishment is the way. But you do. You're saying that Americans, had we apply more corporal punishment to kids, we wouldn't have the problems we have with kids. I think we've got some pretty damn good kids in this country. You know?
Well, there's no doubt that you've got the good kid, but you have a gang, you know, this gang's is...
Well, there's a lot of reasons for that.
I know, but, you know, I don't want to... I'm not going to do a, you know, big debate. You know, it's just that here's my son. And I said to this man, you don't do that. Don't get in between me and my son. You know, and I emphasized, I said to him, you will not stop because this is my son. I am his father, you know. And I continued as I spoke to this man. I said, you can't. But I continued to make a point of to backhand my son across the face. And
all right, so the mother's hand is some cultural thing. You're backhanding your son across the face because he refused to speak Arabic. All of those things you have to understand here, Raj, all of those are real hot buttons with Americans, you know.
What does that mean, a hot button?
Well, first of all, Americans, you know, we're really big on English. And secondly...
Oh, no, I know these...
Hold on. And secondly, then... You're smacking this kid because he won't speak Arabic. He wants to speak English. So you're going to get a lot of misunderstanding.
No, no, I know there's a lot of misunderstanding. But I said to this man, you know, don't, you know, you're doing, boy, are you doing some things wrong. You know, don't talk to me like that. And don't you tell me what to do with this boy, you know.
I want to talk to your son, or at least you're going to talk a little bit to him, right?
Yes,
all right, hang in there for just a second here. Raj Faneen with us, businessman and father from the San Fernando Valley who got into an altercation with the manager at Fraser Foods in Buena Park. And as a result, they had a police report taken. There was a physical altercation as Mr. Faneen was striking his son in the store, basically. A kind of corporal punishment that he says is very cultural and customary because his son refused to speak Arabic. And they speak Arabic with each other in their family, no matter where they are. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And we're online at philhenryshow.com. And we will be right back right after this with Mr. Raj Faneen. And Todd, his son, is coming up too.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. You're the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. You know, this is kind of one of those, it's an interesting discussion we're having here with Mr. Raj Faneen of Sherman Oaks, California, who got into a physical altercation with the manager of a grocery store when he was administering corporal punishment to his son. Now, your son is how old, sir?
My son is 8.
He's 8 years of age?
Yes, sir.
And you, in your family... You insist on your native language, which was the Arabic language, be spoken to each other.
Yes, because the you know, the cultural.
For cultural considerations, I understand that. Because your son would not speak Arabic in this store, right?
Well, you know, Phil, this was because for this day, that the end of this day. You know, my son had been at the Knott's Berry Farm. You know, he's, what's the word? We indulged this boy, you know.
Okay.
And so, after we indulged, my son and his grandmother was there, his grandfather was there, and his mother is there. We're in the store. And I suppose you can say we expect some discipline from him. And thought that he's going to have to shoot on his day. But no, it's going to have to be. You know, he's saying to me now, he says, no, you are wrong, you are wrong. Why did you change your mind? Because my son said, Daddy, you are right, but now he knows he's on this, like a radio show, you know, and so...
is your son being a little, so in other words, he's going back and forth on this?
Yeah, you know, he said that, Daddy, I understand that you had to strike me, you know, because if I was told by this man not to strike my son, you know, and then he says, don't strike your son. I said, well, I'm going not to strike my son. I'm going to strike my son even harder.
Why did you say that?
Because I wanted to show this man his butting in, you know, he butted it in on what I was doing. He made it worse, you know. He made it worse when he stick his nose in. So I backhand my son, and the point that I made.
Okay, well, hold on for a minute. I'm going to get to that. You made the point that you think that corporal punishment.
Yes, Americans are. They don't use it no more. And
you made the point you think corporal punishment needs to be resurrected in this country.
Yeah, Americans don't use corporal punishment. And look at the state of the children. I know you say you believe there are some good kids in this country. I agree with you. There's good kids, you know. But I tell you that, you know, compared to my son Todd, who is an 8-year-old boy, if I said to you, Todd, I'm going to say to my son now, if I said to you, Todd, you go and help your mother do the dishes, right? Couldn't I say that? No, okay, without having that. He's still being a smart. He's a smart mouth, huh? My son is still being a smart mouth, but. You know I'm going to. I told him I'm going to smack him again.
How often do you smack your son, as you say, or?
Well, it's the mother's hand.
How often? Yeah. How often do you do this corporal punishment that you mete out this mother's hand? How often?
Well, I mean, if he's disobeys, like he just did now, I said to him, "You go to help your mother with the dishes," and he says, "No, I'm not. I'm going to listen to you on the radio." I said to him. That that Daddy is going to have to punish you for that. And he said to me, well, why don't you punish me then? And I said, I didn't say nothing. And that's when he said, because you are scared, you are on American radio, you know. And I said to him, it's not right of you to say this. It's not right of you to say that. Because I'm going to want to close my fist then. And then it's no longer...
Well, you're saying a lot of stuff here, Raj. You're talking about closing your fist as opposed to backhanding the kid. Why?
Because I said to him to do something. He said no, and then he gave me he gives me an argument, you know, and says, "Oh, you are afraid of American radio because he knows that I'm on the radio." I don't care. I don't care. No, I don't care. Yeah, watch. Todd, come here.
All right, now what are you going to do?
Oh, hold on. If my son challenged me, come here. I'm telling him to go help his mother. Yeah. See?
Did you strike that boy?
Yes, he's my son.
Well, all right, I got to ask you something. Why did you do that, number one? And number two...
Because...
No, and number two... Why did you do that so that we would all hear it?
Yeah, because he said to me no when I said to him, go help your mother. No. And he said no because he is trying to be a big shot. I don't know what you call it.
He's trying to show you up because you're on the radio.
Yes. That's number one. And I did so on the radio. So he will be embarrassed. Hold on for it. Why are you here? Oh, I better. Mr. Hendry, if you can give me...
You know what? I really believe, sir, that maybe you need to leave the air and take care of...
No. I'm not going to reward him that way. I'm not going to give my son the pleasure of knowing that he got me taken off of your show. Because I've got some people at work that are listening tonight, and... there are some people listening tonight, and we are recording this, you know. So I'm not going to have this boy who is acting like a punk. He's not going to ruin for me.
But you've just hit that boy twice.
Yes, and if he continues like he's back now, what are you? Let him rule me. See, he just said some things to me that I don't like.
All right, hold on. As we talk about, hold on, Raj Fanin, as we talk about corporal punishment, 877-876-7445, he's just demonstrated what he does in his family, which is a backhand that they call mother's hand. It's a continuous backhanding the face if the kid disobeys. And Mr. Fanin thinks that America has gotten away
Phil
from it.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-7445, Phil Hendry Show. And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The News Talk and Entertainment Show that knows what we're talking about. And we're very grateful that you join us tonight. Raj Fanin, a businessman from Sherman Oaks, California, a father of a young son, Todd, also a husband. You guys spent the day at Knott's Berry Farm down in Buena Park. And as you were returning home, you stopped at a local grocery store there. It is a family rule that everyone speaks Arabic. Your son, Todd, was speaking English in the store.
Yes, and you know, if I can say...
Go ahead.
My son, you know, he's got no problem. Tonight, you know, he loves to speak Arabic, and he speaks Arabic here, you know. Todd, come here. Speak English. Yeah, he's refusing, you know. I don't know why he did what he did, but I think it's because he wanted he was spoiled, you know, on that day.
All right, but when you started smacking him, now a man interceded. He was the store manager.
Yes. This man, Bob Green.
Bob Green, because we know who he is.
You know this man.
Yes, we've had him on our show before. You were at his his store. Hold on for a minute. Turn that down. Bob?
Yeah, Phil.
Bob Green is with us, and Bob, you know this guy, you know Mr. Fanin, right?
Well, obviously I know him. How are you? I asked the gentleman, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right, I don't want to continue any bad blood here.
No, there's not going to be any bad blood. The guy was in my store, and he was backhanding this kid. Now, you know, the man made a good point here, this Mr. Fanin. Ordinarily, I'm not going to jump in and tell a guy how to discipline his child, but he was backhanding this kid back and forth. If you've ever seen Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs, when he took that billy stick to that cop, did you ever see that movie, Mr. Fanin?
No, I don't see. I don't know what you.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's a scene where a serial murderer murders two cops.
Well, that's good, but not talk about the movie now. You know. I'm not talking of a movie.
Well, I'm talking of a movie because I'm trying to get Mr. Hendry an idea as to the sort of the autonomic method that you use to just back and forth and back and forth. And to me, Phil,
you are completely misrepresenting this.
And, well, if I'm misrepresenting, were you backhanding the kid back and forth?
Hold on. You said, Mr. Fanin, that that's what you did. It's kind of like a backhand one way. Do you use both hands?
When I do... What does he mean? When I do what?
When you're disciplining the kid.
He was asking about disciplining him. What do you think he was talking about? Masturbation?
Boy, you know something? I'm going to tell you something.
No, you had your chance with me.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Don't worry about what you thought he was talking about. You're using both hands, right?
I'm using both hands when I'm doing what?
When you're hitting the kid is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, see, he wants to make it filthy.
No, you made it filthy when you said he's not talking of a masturbation, you know.
All right, enough with that conversation. When I say do you use both hands, I meant do you use both hands when you're doing this corporal punishment?
Yes, you have to use both hands.
Yeah, Philly was going, he was trading off hands, left hand, backhand, right hand, backhand. And again, I will go to the Anthony Hopkins scene in Silence of the Lambs. I was shocked. And that's when I said, I grabbed his arm, and I said, why don't you tell Mr. Henry if you're saying,
because I told him, you know, that you use a ratio,
I didn't use anything racial, sir. No, I did not. Yes, you did. You said Sam Blank.
That's very racial. That is very racial.
No, Phil, it is not racial. That is what our soldiers call the enemy soldiers in Iraq. I'm not from Iraq, sir. I'm from Egypt.
First of all, you know, that's what the soldiers don't call them that. They call them ragheads. Secondly, the N-word, which is what you used, is enough to get anybody angry. So no wonder there was a fight.
Well, there was hold on. There was a fight, Mr. Henry, because I saw this guy smacking this kid's face back and forth. And the kid's face was bright red. And, did you speak to my son? No, I didn't speak to your son. Because you didn't care that I was to smack my son. You just didn't like Sam, you know what, in your store. No, I didn't. No, that is absolutely wrong. I used that term, and it was a mistake. But it had nothing to do with you being in my store. When I saw you backhanding that kid, and again, I'll say it, like Anthony Hopkins...
Well, all right, a lot of people haven't seen the movie or know what you're talking about. Anthony Hopkins and Silence of the Lambs. What I guess you're saying here is there was a certain level of brutality.
There was a very high level of almost enjoyment from this guy. Bam, bam, bam. Let me get my son. Yeah, get your son. Get this kid, Todd. Excuse me, sir. I'll speak to my own son. Well, get him. I'll speak to my own son, sir. Todd. Hey, Todd, this is Robert Greene of Fraser Foods. I'll speak to my own son, sir. Please, sir. I'll speak to my own son. Well, then speak to him.
Bob, don't interfere with this man while he's talking to his son.
Well, Mr. Henry, I can only say to you that I want to get the story here. I'm going to get the story, but I speak to my own son. Hey, Todd, this is Mr. Green. Please, sir, please.
Bob, don't do that, okay?
Okay, you ordinarily I would give the mother's hand. He just called you a name, and now I'm going to let him get away with it. I'm sorry, your son's calling me names, you're going to let him get away with it. That figures. What did he call me? I'm not going to tell you. Well...
I don't want to encourage that, Mr. Finine. If your son, now you had your son calling Mr. Green names that you ordinarily would punish him for, but now you won't punish him because Mr. Green has been rude to you, and I think and that is a very fair thing to say.
Well, I was not rude, Mr. Henry.
Yes, you were when you were trying to tell... You're talking to the guy's son.
I will speak to my own son, sir. All right, how many times are you going to tell me that? You already told me that about 900 times. You're speaking to your own son. I haven't heard you speak to your son. I'm going to do it now, sir. Good. Could I ask Mr. Green, would you turn your radio down, please? I don't have a radio on, buddy. And you don't have to call me buddy.
Let's keep this friendly. Can't we keep... You guys already had your altercation. You're lucky the cops didn't arrest you. Can't we keep it friendly?
All right, fine. I don't have a radio on. Well, sir, yes, you do, sir, because I'm listening, sir, to the radio. No, you are not. I don't have a radio on.
Turn the TV down, then.
All right, there. See, I've got a TV on. I'll turn that down. What a... You know something, sir? You are... What a pain in the ass. Oh, I'm a pain in the ass now. Did you hear that? Please, I'd like the record to show...
All right, the record shows that he called you a pain in the ass. Talk to your son, and let's find out what actually happened, if you don't mind, Mr. Finine.
All right, that's what... Is it for the one, Santa? Okay, my son said that he was speaking English. And this is where I came over. And please, sir, allow me to speak to my son.
Bob, if you don't shut up, I'm going to put you on hold.
Oh, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. What happened? And he said this man with a crooked... It looked... hairpiece was crooked. Oh, boy. You really got a pair on you, don't you? That is what my son is saying, sir. I don't wear a hairpiece. I told you this. And if you want to know why the fight started, it's because this guy said, why don't you straighten your toupee? And I said to him, if you use the word toupee to me one more time, then I'm going to start smacking you the way you were smacking the kid. And I was going to do the whole mother's hand on this guy. As much as I do not endorse Egyptian stuff. And see, that's what he said to me, Mr. Henry.
He said, I don't endorse no Egyptian things. I thought, then what?
But what about Staten Island?
Yeah. So he said to this man, why don't you, who is this man, crooked hairpiece? And that's when Green grabs me. And then you, Mr. Green, you talked about the slippage that I was going to be sued for.
That is absolutely right, Mr. Henry. And
all right, hold on. Because that television is turned up.
Sorry.
And secondly, we're getting into a whole area here now that is beyond the scope of what we wanted to talk about. We wanted to talk about...
Well, we were talking about corporal punishment.
No, hold on for a minute. We wanted to talk about corporal punishment. Now we're talking about your hairpiece. Is that right?
I want to say it again, Phil. You're a friend of mine, and so I'll let it go. But what do you mean I don't wear a hairpiece?
All right, I'm sorry. Your hair... system, okay?
Yes, and that's what he says to me. He says, it's a hair system. And my son was scared. My son said, who is this? My son used a dirty word, and I am ashamed of my son for him to say, who is this F word with the crooked hair? Is what you say, Todd? Yeah.
Your son said that?
Well, yes, my son said that.
Your son said, who's this?
All right, don't use the word. I don't like the word, okay?
Boy, I mean, you can't say the N-word now you can't say that, huh?
No, you can't.
So anyway, he used the F-word, and he said, who's this F-word with the crooked hairpiece? And that's what I said to the kid. I said, kid, I just saved the top layer of your skin, basically, from being flayed off. I said, kid, the guy that got his face eaten in Miami, do you want to look like that? And that's when this kid,
you scared my son when you said that. You scared him. Yeah, you scared him.
Well, I hope I scared him, because I said, kid, do you want to look like that guy that got his face eaten off? Or do you want to look like, you know, what you look like? And I thought it was very unfair, because the kid was talking about a crooked hairpiece. And if I said it once, I said it a million times, it's a hair system.
Okay, so please turn that television down.
All right, God.
Thank you. So, in other words, Bob, and I just want to talk to Bob and not to Raj and to his son.
All right. I
Hold on just with Todd. Hold on.
See, this is the whole thing. They don't speak English.
I speak English, sir. Don't worry about it.
All right.
I'm going to ask Bud to put the gentleman on hold, the Egyptian gentleman and his son, if you don't mind. Put them on hold for just thank you. Now, Bob, my question is this. Did this escalate after your hair system was referred to as a hairpiece?
No, it did not. I thought it was rude, what the guy said. I would never say to him, hey, dothead, although he's not a dothead. He's, but it's racially insensitive. And
What's racially insensitive? I know that you're sensitive about your hair system.
You know, first of all, Phil, there should be no reason why I'm sensitive about a hair system. Turn this up, because this is the Discovery Show I want to see. This is the one about the zebras. There is a...
I can hear that TV, and I don't care if you want to see a zebra show. You got to turn it down.
Fine. Turn it down. You know, no wonder people say you got a bad mood, Phil. I like you, but a lot of people say you're a very angry guy.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I saw this kid being smacked. Like Anthony Hopkins was trying to take the brains out of that one cop in the movie. I interceded, and that's when the kid said, who's the guy, and he's speaking English, who's the guy with the crooked toupee or something like that? And that's what I said to this kid. You don't know, you know, if you were a kid, you're a kid, you don't know how lucky you are being a kid. Otherwise, I'd join in with your dad. Okay, and the kid says something smart. And that's when the father took a look at me, and he goes, yeah, you're right, a crooked toupee. And I said, now, both of you guys are on my crap list, and I used a different word, because I said the two of you are on my crap list, because you both referred to it as a toupee, and it's a hair system. And that's when, you know, I guess the gloves came off, because he took a swing on me.
He swung first.
Well, I mean, I grabbed him, all right, I'll give you that. But, and that's another thing, Phil. He's talking to the cop, and he goes, oh, this guy grabbed me. And the cop's eyeballing me like I'm some kind of a, like I grabbed him between the legs. And
what did he say? What did Mr. Fineen say?
He said the guy grabbed me. And I think when you say a guy grabbed me, automatically you're going to assume, well, did he grab your testicles? That's what I would think.
All right, hold on.
If I'm out of line, tell me.
Hold on. Out of line, the whole conversation. All right, Robert Green joining us as he was the store manager that interceded when Mr. Fineen was disciplining his child and the child was getting this mother's hand, which was this backhanding. Green interceded, and it escalated after the kid and the father commented on Bob Green's crooked hair system. And I don't use the other word because it is a very sensitive area for him. Our number is 877-876-7445. We'll be back with your phone calls here in a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
The hair system is what the man said. That's
all a toupee.
No, it's not a toupee.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, online at philhendryshow.com. And next hour, Charlie LaFountain joins us. Mr. LaFountain is a grandfather of a 13-year-old girl that he and his wife, the girl's grandmother, are now the guardians of. And Mr. LaFountain caused quite a bit of controversy when he was on the show previous with his philosophy on how to keep your child safe from predators. We're going to be back with him in a few minutes next hour to talk about that. We're also going to be featuring on our podcast, the Free Phil Hendry Podcast, Episode 16, will be the original appearance of Mr. LaFountain on our Saturday show. So check that out. It'll all be available there, whether you have iTunes or whether you have Stitcher or Podcast Directory or you're subscribing directly through our site. Check out our episode 16. All right, getting back here now to Raj Fineen and Bob Green, and we're going to get some phone calls going here too as well. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Mr. Fineen and Mr. Green joining us, who both were involved in this altercation over the corporal punishment of Mr. Fineen's son, Todd. Let's get over here to Father James McQuarters, who's joining us from Belmar Academy this evening in Glendale. Father McQuarters, always good to talk to you.
It's great to speak with you, and I'm glad to be a part of this discussion because I think that it's important for all parents, no matter who, to hear the particulars of this, you know. Father, how are you? This is Bob Green. I'm fine, Bob, and Mr. Fineen. Good evening to you, sir. I don't think we've met. No, Father, my son Todd is a public school, you know, and it's no offense to you because of the Catholic, you know. Well, I didn't come on the program to speak to that, sir. What is that? I didn't come on the program to speak about that, sir. No, I know. I don't blame you. You aren't, and this is very difficult.
Let's stay off that topic.
I'm sorry?
Let's stay off that topic, Mr. Fineen.
No, but I simply want to know, was he, did you, you are not suspected of these?
No, sir, I did not abuse any children, sir. No, sir, I did not, sir. No, sir, I did not.
Okay, Father, I'm sorry to offend you. I just...
Now, look, Bill, I think this guy, this Fineen, is simply what he's trying to do now is smokescreen this thing. He doesn't want to get back to the subject of how he was beating the skin off his kid's face.
I was not beating the skin off. Allow me, please, sir, to say... This is a cultural discipline of my own son. Isn't that right, Todd?
Come on, officer, I'm a doctor.
Why, you did... Excuse me.
I want to hold on for a minute. What did the kid say?
That's none of your business. Come here, Todd. Come here. I said to come here.
You're not speaking English. You're speaking English. You're speaking English.
Yeah, I speak English when I work for you. Now, that right there is what I'm hearing. Did you strike that child?
Yes, I did, Father. It's none of your business.
Why did you strike the child?
Because I said to my son, come here. And he said to me, oh, you're speaking English. You're speaking English. And I said, also, he said a dirty word to me.
He said something in Arabic. What did he say?
He called me what is the Arabic equivalent of, I don't know what you say, is from where your food passes. from where your food passes.
What, did he call you Mouth?
No, he didn't call me the Mouth.
Okay, I know what he called you.
Yeah. I don't know. What did he say? I'm not clear myself, Phil.
He called him the equivalent of a butthole, okay?
Well, what's wrong with that? I am the boy's father, sir. That's what's wrong with it. Call me a butthole, huh? Wow! Yeah. Boy, I tell you something. When a child acts up and you're able to go ahead and lay into him a little bit, it feels good to me. Yeah, not to me, sir. That's all wrong. And I do an awful lot of work with children, especially gang members. And if I tried that with a gang member, Father McQuarters, he'd turn up all right. I'd turn up in three separate municipalities. My head, that would be in one city. My legs, that would be in another city. And my you-know-what would be with my head because it would be in my...
Okay, thank you very, very much, Father McQuarters. Thank you, Mr. Finine, and thank you, Bob Green. Next hour, it's Charlie LaFountain on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, he's going to say that it's just...
Shut up.
Phil Hendry.